This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the Tuesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever you want. We're going to the phones to start things out here. But on the way, I've got an email from White Rabbit about this whole Hezbollah clash, this conflict going on in the Middle East. He sort of lays it all out there for people like me who just aren't really paying that much attention to kind of explain what exactly is happening. Because I need this stuff. You know, I'm busy doing show stuff all day long. I need this information, so we'll share that with you. But first, we go to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon.
Hi.
I tell you what, this thing in Israel is in Lebanon, this is terrible.
Well, war is terrible.
Yeah, and I mean, it's family killing family.
Mm.
And I mean, this is wrong, and I tell you what, I wish I could go over there and talk to myself, just family to family, and say, look, this has got to stop. But I was talking to somebody with the Jewish Center about this the other day. They sent me a petition to send to the European Council. And I said, look, I said, don't you think it'd be best that somebody not from the government go over there, but somebody that is related to them? I mean, I'm from the House of David, and I thought, well, would it be good that I go over there with my cousin, and we talk to them family to family?
I say go for it, Paula.
We're trying to get the reps, get this worked out. They think it's a good idea. Everybody I've talked to says it's a good idea.
Why don't you just buy a plane ticket? I mean, hop on over there. You might
I mean, Condoleezza Rice, they're not going to listen to.
No, certainly
and
not.
I mean,
Paula in Florida, they will.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're all family. And I
right.
mean, we all have to put in our 2 cents worth. And we've got to tell these people, look, we're family. We're not going to be killing people.
I am imagining
they're putting in their 2 cents worth with missiles, though. That's
no, but as soon as Paula goes over there, she'll settle it down. She'll go in and she'll say, okay, now look here, Auntie Paula's here. We're all family. We just need to sit down and have
sit down and talk about it. I mean, why not?
No, I agree with you, Paula. I wish that war would go away. I wish it would just all disappear. I wish people could get along.
Well, everybody needs to say so. Everybody needs to speak up and say, this is wrong. We need to stop this. Matter of fact, he mentioned to me, he said, that a lot of this is out of jealousy. He said, they are jealous of us and Israel because we have developed, we have done something great for ourselves, and they've done nothing. And he said, they are just totally jealous.
Well, I don't know much about that. Sounds like speculation.
Well, that's what I mean.
Paula, did you have anything else on your mind today?
He said, he wished that somebody could go over there like that. He said, if you can get over there and do this, he said, please do it.
There you go. Paula, anything else on your mind?
Well, the thing about you were talking about the roads, he said when I called.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all were saying, like, put it into private hands.
That's right.
That might be a very good idea. I think you're onto something.
Yeah, actually, we mean every single road should be put into private hands. That's what I mean, at least.
Well, the government needs to get out of it, period.
I'm with you, Paula. First time we've ever agreed so much. Thanks for the call.
Oh, I want to let you know, the impeachment is going through.
Okay, great. Thanks for the update.
800-259-9231.
1-800-259-9231.
You know, Clinton was impeached, and it didn't really do much for him. I can't see that even if you did manage to impeach Bush in a Republican House, you have to try him in a Republican Senate. I just don't see this going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not.
Whether he deserves it or not. I think that there's a preponderance of evidence that he's lied about the weapons of mass destruction, and that's got to be the biggest of charges against him, leveled by people in the public, the media.
I'm actually just kind of stunned by how easy it was to bring Paula on board on the roads issue. I mean, no objections, just bam, good idea. Private roads. Awesome. 800-259-9231. All right, here's the email from White Rabbit. He says, guys, I got something I need to straighten you out about. Mark in particular. Then I have a question to pose to you. When you were discussing the ongoing battle in Israel and Lebanon, Mark confused Hezbollah. This was the end of last week.
Mm-hmm. We talked with the Hamas.
With Hamas. Now, Hezbollah is a Shiite group that's part of the ruling coalition in Lebanon.
Right.
While Hamas is a Sunni group that recently won elections and is now in control of the highly sought-after Palestinian territories.
Correct. I did confuse them. I absolutely...
Understandable. They both start with H.
Yeah, I had the both collapse together like they were the same thing.
Well, Hezbollah are the ones that are in the news this week.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that Israel is still occupying part of Lebanon. In fact,
which part is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
In fact, they are a militia formed to repel Israeli invasions of lower Lebanon, which happen occasionally. What they do is hang out on the Israeli border with Lebanon and take pot shots, fire a few rockets, or attack border posts.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, there is a bit of a firefight, then the Israelis call in the airstrikes, and game over. This particular incident where they killed and captured Israeli soldiers was just good luck on their part. As one of their leaders said, they saw an opportunity to capture some Israeli soldiers and to do a prisoner swap. Israel is apparently holding quite a few Hezbollah prisoners. This isn't the beginning of something new. These guys have rocket and artillery duels over the border all the time.
Yes, they do.
And there are bomb attacks and assassinations on both sides. Hezbollah is a major force in the Lebanese government. In fact, it's been suggested that they could command the military of the country without the cooperation of the rest of the government, making them the de facto rulers of Lebanon.
Yeah, if you're running the military and there's no civilian control over it, you are the ruler.
Israel is bombing major airports, highways, and army bases because it's trying to make sure reinforcements can't come in from Iran, who's Hezbollah's biggest sponsor. In response to this, Hezbollah is firing scads of crappy little rockets at cities all over northern Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The Lebanese military may or may
hundreds,
not...
Hundreds of them.
The Lebanese military may or may not be participating in this. There's also a major military airbase in northern Israel that's come under attack. Keep in mind that all this is over one-third of the foreign aid in the U.S. budget that goes to Israel, mostly military assistance. There's the story, and here's my question. Is it a war? Isn't it strange that people don't even know how to react? I think it's the speed at which information travels, says White Rabbit. We used to find out that the war has begun when the morning newspaper announced it in six-inch letters.
Right.
Now we hear about it from the first gunshot, and from hundreds of different sources. So, today, when does war actually begin? I think that our rulers and the bands and the other bands of thieves and murderers benefit from keeping it all as confusing as possible. After all, you can't argue effectively against something that you don't understand.
Well,
is this a war?
I don't think it is a war, because you have to have a national military and a national military conflicting in order to have a war. And a militia, I don't care what kind of control they have in the government, mm-hmm. isn't a nation's military. Now, maybe if Lebanon's military is participating in it,
then
you've got a war. And I don't care what it's over. It's really not over the two soldiers that were captured.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a lot of issues that have gone into it. But I think that's sort of the excuse that they've been using.
It's certainly a conflict at this point.
It's definitely a conflict.
People are dying.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate and unnecessary. Now, here's the latest news on this from The Guardian. Because when I heard about this conflict going on, I sort of wondered, well, what's old George Bush going to do about this? What's the United States going to be doing?
Well, whatever he's going to do is going to cost me money, I'm certain of that.
Well, apparently Bush gave the green light for a limited attack. See, we control the entire world, so if Bush gives you the nod, then you can go ahead and keep fighting.
Yeah, right.
That's what this article is about. The U.S. is giving Israel a window of a week to inflict maximum damage on Hezbollah before weighing in behind British international calls for ceasefire in Lebanon, according to British, European, and Israeli sources. The Bush administration, backed by Britain, has blocked efforts for an immediate halt to the fighting initiated at the UN Security Council, the G8 summit in St. Pete, and the European Foreign Ministers meeting in Brussels. Quote, "It's clear the Americans have given the Israelis the green light. They, the Israeli attacks, will be allowed to go on longer, for perhaps another week." Diplomatic sources said that there was a clear time limit, partly dictated by fears that a prolonged conflict could spin out of control. U.S. strategy...
Really?
When they say they're giving them the green light, does this mean that if the week goes by and they're still attacking, does that mean the United States is threatening to cut off aid? Do you think that's what's going on?
We give such an incredible amount of aid to Israel, and that's what the Zionists are all complaining about, the Zionist conspiracy theorists kind of people are all complaining about. That's where it all comes down to. It is just this incredible amount of money the United States government gives Israel. So, yeah, if you give somebody enough money, you do have the ability to do that. It's just like an employee. You can tell an employee whether or not they can work in their off time for somebody else. It's called moonlighting.
So if Israel stops fighting, as the United States is apparently going to want them to, and Hezbollah continues to attack, then what happens? More's on the way. You can put your two cents in. 800-259-9231, and that's toll-free. Free Talk Live.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Old Glory makes my heart beat fast, but a glossy red, white, or blue custom cruiser really makes it race. When I come back, I'll paint the picture of what puts that gleam in my eye.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
July 4th may be a celebration of independence, but when it comes to a paint job that really sizzles, I declare that powder coat is king. In this process, a finely ground powder of pigment and resin is sprayed on an electrically charged surface, then sent through a curing oven for fusing, which produces a hard, smooth finish. The result is an all-American combo of shiny style and durable substance. But best of all, the process is green, as coating and cleanup create virtually no airborne emissions. So whether the glaze is red or white, it's always environmentally true blue. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Bring in whatever you want. It is the Tuesday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them await you. Totally free, freetalklive.com. You also need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about this situation overseas and the violence and the militaries and attacks and rockets, bombs blowing up, bullets being fired. All of this stuff costs a lot of money.
It sure does.
Lots and lots. I mean, these bombs aren't cheap. Where's all this money come from anyway?
Well,
Mark?
The federal government, of course. And if they need money, they just print their own.
Well, they take a lot of it from us.
They do. They take plenty. But
they can't take quite enough, so they do have to print quite a bit as well.
They do. And I have an article here called The Inflation Tax, and it's written by Ron Paul, who is a representative in the United States House.
That's right. He's the kind of token libertarian in the House.
Well, Jeff Flake would be, too. There's two.
Okay. I haven't heard anything about him.
Yeah, trust me. All governments.
I don't trust you.
Well, okay. You can go check it out yourself at rlc.org and look at their Liberty Index.
I would think that if Jeff Flake was a libertarian, I'd have heard something about him. I haven't heard anything about him.
Okay. Well, Ron Paul's not a libertarian either. He's
mostly a libertarian.
I see what
mostly.
You're saying.
Mostly. Well, I'd say he's a 95%
Jeff
Flake libertarian.
Scored higher than Ron Paul on the Liberty Index.
Hmm.
So, there you go.
Okay.
By Ron Paul, the inflation tax. All government spending represents a tax. The inflation tax, while largely ignored, hurts the middle class and low-income Americans the most. Simply put, printing money to pay for federal spending dilutes the value of the dollar, which causes higher prices for goods and services. Inflation may be an indirect tax, but it's a very real to the individual who suffers from the cost of living increases. They certainly have to pay this tax. Unfortunately, no one in Washington, especially those who defend the poor and the middle class, cares about this subject. Instead, all we hear is the tax cuts for the rich are the source of every economic ill in the country. Anyone truly concerned about the middle class suffering from falling real wages, underemployment, a rising cost of living, and decreasing standard of living should pay a lot more attention to monetary policy. Now, the Americans are so bad at paying attention to this stuff.
Sure, it's confusing.
We just trust everybody to take care of these things that we've given the power over to them and trusted them to take care of that power.
But, now, it's interesting, Americans and their opinions about monetary policy, because as somebody who's kind of a fan of the Liberty Dollar, and you can learn more about that at dollar.freetalklive.com, but it's a silver, a competing currency backed by silver.
Mm-hmm.
When you show that to people, a lot of them are aware that at some point in the past there was silver behind the greenbacks.
Yes.
They're sort of aware of that. They don't really know, you know, they might not know what the significance of it was.
Why do I work for these worthless pieces of paper?
Right. And they don't believe
I know that I
worthless.
Have to work. I know that I have to work for the worthless pieces of paper, or I will starve, and my wife will leave me.
But
I'm not sure about anything more than that.
But they don't think they're worthless.
Right.
Because other people take them, and their value, you know, they purchase things, mm-hmm. they purchase products and services, so because as long as people believe in them, they will have value.
Yes.
As long as they believe in them. However, it doesn't matter how much you believe in it, the more they print out these things, the more worthless they become. You
sure.
can believe all you want that the dollar's great and the dollar's wonderful, but the fact is they've stolen your value year after year,
right?
By printing more and more.
Absolutely. So if you keep your money in a bank account, or in your mattress is probably a better example,
yeah.
If you had
still going to lose in
$40,000 in your mattress in 1970, how would Ooh. You be looking right now?
Oh, I was going to say, you'd be doing all right in 1970. 40 grand in 1970
yeah,
was
a lot of money. I mean, considering a lot of people bought their houses for $5,000 to $10,000 in 1970.
No way.
Certainly you can check.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, you know, things were cheaper back then.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyway, you know, not everybody did. There was obviously more expensive houses and better neighborhoods.
So the high-end houses were $40,000.
I would think that you would have got a very nice house, depending on where you got it, for $40,000.
Right.
You obviously would have your butt handed to you if you had kept that in your mattress. Well, what that is, that's inflation.
Yep.
And that affects every American who has saved money and tries to save money. That affects them.
You might as well just light some of it on fire. I mean, it's really not holding value at all.
And it's true. And, you know, people that...
That's a violation of the law.
You can't light money on fire?
You can't light money on fire.
No, you couldn't do that. But I think more importantly is people don't realize how much inflation is. It's hidden in out there, too.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Let me go on with what
clueless.
Ron Paul has to say. Federal spending deficits and the Federal Reserve mischief hurt the poor while transferring wealth to the already rich. This is the real problem.
I don't know if he goes into it as to why this hurts the poor, mm-hmm. but the reason why it hurts the poor is because, the poor are bad with their money. That's one of the reasons why they're poor. They don't understand saving and investing and all that. And so while a rich person or an upper middle class person may have real estate investments and gold investments and things like that to hedge against inflation, mm-hmm. poor people are out there buying beer and cigarettes, you know, with one paycheck per week, living paycheck to paycheck at best, with a few $100 in the bank. Of course they're going to get hurt
by
inflation.
And they don't realize that if in 1995 they were getting paid $28,000 a year, and then 2006, they're, well,
getting $30,000.
I'm getting $30,000 a year. I'm making more money. No, you aren't. You're making
less.
You're
poorer. You're more poor than you were.
Absolutely. So this is the real problem. Raising taxes on those who produce the wealth will only make the conditions worse. Borrowing money to cut the deficit is only marginally better than raising taxes. It may delay the pain for a while, but the cost of government eventually must be paid.
Yep. Comes calling.
It absolutely does. Federal borrowing means the cost of interest is added, shifting the burden to a different group than those who benefited, and possibly to a different generation. Eventually, borrowing always is paid for through taxation. The third option is for the Federal Reserve to create credit to pay the bills Congress runs up. Nobody objects. Most members hope the deficit doesn't really matter if the Fed accommodates Congress by creating more money.
Well, yeah, when you say create credit, that's what you mean. You literally mean flipping on the printing press and drilling out a few billion dollars.
Absolutely. That's what they do.
Right.
That's what they do.
That's creating credit. They have the power to do that. Because our government made a little deal with that.
Because we allowed them to do it. You know, we allowed them to have this power. The American people need to take it back.
We could have said no.
We demand a currency that's worth something.
We could have said no.
Right. And, you know, if you say that, oh, my God, it would be shifts in the economic world. I mean, the whole world would, economic world
Good.
Would change.
Good.
Thank God. Let's return it to
value.
Let's return it to gold, something that counts, instead of a bunch of lies. Just a bunch of lies.
Give me something. Give me bananas or platinum.
It doesn't really matter to me. It could be clamshells for all I care.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Besides, interest payments to the Fed are lower than they would be if funds were borrowed from the public. You know, Congress likes to pay to the Fed because the Fed gives them better rates.
Okay.
And the payments could be delayed indefinitely merely by creating more credit out of thin air to buy the U.S. Treasuries. No need to soak the rich. A good deal, it seems, for everyone. But is it? The tax is paid when prices rise as a result of a depreciating dollar. Savers and those living on fixed or low incomes are hardest hit as the cost of living rises. Low and middle income families suffer the most as they struggle to make ends meet while wealth is literally transferred from the middle class to the wealthy.
You want to talk about that gap widening? That's what's causing it. The gap between the rich and the poor? We're going to come back with more of this. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely
definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever you want. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get on there, and you'll find over 700 pages that have been created by the listeners. In fact, you can create one for yourself, or 10, or 20. I mean, you can go as crazy as you want. You can edit the existing pages that are there. It's totally user-editable. Wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it is totally free as well. We're talking about inflation. It's the most insidious, the most hidden of all of the taxes. That's right. It's a tax. I think there's a lot of people in America that they sort of have heard of inflation. They know it exists. They know it results in rising prices. But they don't realize that they're actually stealing the value of your money as they print out more.
Right. And because it's so hidden, that's why the politicians love to use it.
Sure.
Well, they don't get called on the carpet for it.
Right.
Now, if they needed X trillions of dollars, and they needed a 5% raise in the amount of taxes that we had, and they said, well, American people, we're raising the taxes 5% this year, people would holler from the tops of their
church.
They
might lose re-election.
It'd be terrible. But if they need 5% and all they have to do is print 5% more money, and then just pay their bills with more dollars?
Yep.
Now
that's what they're doing.
Cheating.
That's what they've been doing for decades.
Yes, absolutely.
And in the last 90 years, about 80, 90 years now, the dollar has lost, 90-something percent of its value over
plummeted.
All that time?
Sure.
That's why prices are getting so high. It's not just that prices go up over time. That's inflation. That's what inflation
it
is.
It just happens.
No. There's a real economic factor here, and that is called the printing press. It's called the unique ability that government has to print out money. Now, I know the Federal Reserve isn't actually a government program. It's a private
bank.
Darn
close, though.
It's a private bank with an exclusive deal with the government. That's what they are. And Ron Paul's explaining the fact that poor people are harmed the most. Poor people and lower and middle class people are harmed the most because they don't have the investments that the upper class do, the rich do.
Right.
But I'd like to point out that even if you do have investments, even if you do hold real estate and gold and all those things, you're still not making what you could. You're being harmed as well, just not as bad for you. But still, without the inflation, with a real with real money, with something real backing it, you'd be making even more than you are today, perhaps.
It's absolutely true.
Perhaps. All right, so let's go on with what Ron has to say.
That's right. Ron Paul, U.S. Representative. Transfer of wealth comes as savers and fixed-income families lose purchasing power. Large banks benefit, and corporations receive plush contracts from the government, as is the case with military contractors.
Mm.
These companies use the newly printed money before it circulates.
Right.
So they get it first.
Correct.
So there's a certain amount of money out there in the public right now.
Correct.
And then there's this extra money that's going to get put in. But the dollar's worth what the dollar is right now, and then when you put this extra money in, it's going to dilute it.
Yep. As soon as they spend it.
As soon as you spend it. But that first spending, that's the one that counts because it's worth more that way.
Right.
So anyway, and these companies use the newly printed money before it circulates, while the middle class is forced to accept it at face value later on. This becomes a huge hidden tax on the middle class, many of whom never object to government spending in hopes that the political promises will be fulfilled and that we'll receive some of the goodies.
Yeah, government takes care of us.
That's right. But surprise, it doesn't happen. Never. It never, ever happens. The result instead.
Wait, what never happened?
The goodies never arrive.
Oh, okay.
Promises. The government promises, they just don't happen.
Yep.
It's more failures and more failures. Give us more money. Give us more money. And we continue to do it.
And we're digging into this hole.
Yeah.
This house of cards.
And we're scared. We're scared to death that, if I stop doing it, nobody else is going to stop and they'll send me to jail.
Well, stop paying taxes.
Yeah. Then. Well, that's the only way that's their only power.
Yeah.
The result, instead, is higher prices for prescription drugs, energy, and other necessities.
Milk. Everything.
Freebies never come. The moral of the story is spending is always a tax. The inflation tax, though hidden, only makes things worse. Taxing, borrowing, and inflating to satisfy wealth transfers from the middle class to the rich in effort to pay for profligate government spending.
They're turning the middle class poor, essentially. They're widening that gap that so many socialists talk about. I mean, you've heard the socialists just crowing about, oh, the gap is widening. We need more money to be given to the poor.
That's right.
That's not how you solve this problem.
Ron finishes up by saying, this can never make a nation wealthier, but it certainly can make it poorer.
Yep.
And it's doing it. The fact is, we're becoming less and less productive. And it's because the government is getting bigger and bigger, wants more and more of what you earn, so that it can spend it on crap that it has going.
It's taking a bigger and bigger chunk of the GDP, and then it's just adding in more damage by printing out more money.
Yep.
And the average American is totally oblivious to this. Totally oblivious. As you pointed out, the average American is going to go out and spend his paycheck on a bunch of beer on the weekend because I got myself a 50-cent raise this year.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, I'm doing great. Sir, you've just been outpaced by inflation, 3-1. I don't even know. I mean, inflation is so incredible. The government bureaucracies that are assigned to keep track of these things, they shift the numbers around.
They lie.
Right.
They just flat out lie about what inflation is. The Consumer Price Index is what they base inflation on. It doesn't include important things like gasoline, milk, housing. Are you telling me that you aren't going to put food, energy, and housing in the number that you use for inflation? That's ridiculous. The stuff that they put in there is basically things that you can buy on the shelves at Walmart or at Amazon.com.
Also, nobody is talking about it. Nobody who should know better is talking about it. Talk radio, silent, except for Free Talk Live and a few other shows out there. But for the most part, silent. The news? This is not even in their territory.
No, they'd much rather tell you about some pretty girl getting her head chopped off.
Or they'll report what the government tells them to report. Mm-hmm. The government accounting office or whoever it is that does the statistics, I don't know which bureaucracy it is, comes out and says, well, according to our statistics, the economy is booming.
Yes.
And so then CNN just says, well, according to their statistics, the economy's booming.
Well, I wish that they would say that more, because if they say the economy's booming, it is better for the economy.
Okay.
It is. It is better.
But it's still a lie.
It is a lie. It slows the crashing descent of their fake dollars.
And I'm pointing out that because they're telling lies, the media is repeating the lies, and people believe it. Since the media is reporting it, talk radio hosts say, well, look, the economy's great. And everybody says, all right, we're super. Look at the Dow Jones. It's doing just fine.
Yeah, here's Dow Jones Industrial Average. Boy, that's whole 30 companies and how they're doing. Well, that's relevant information.
Well, I was reading this article at LouRockwell.com recently about the plunge protection team, which it's really intricate, detailed, but in essence, there is a government group. They call themselves the Working Group, also known as the Plunge Protection Team. Their job is to monitor the stock market, and if they see what looks like a plunge, if they see the numbers going downwards, it's their job to influence people and to just buy, take some Federal Reserve money.
Use and the American taxpayers' money.
Right, and flood it into the stock market in order to profit up, essentially. So the numbers in the stock market aren't accurate. They're being manipulated, and nobody's talking about that either. Let's go to the phones to Robert in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Robert.
Robert, hello, guys.
In Florida. Hey, what's up?
Not much. This is a first-time caller. I ran across your website today.
Excellent. Robert, quick technical question. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay,
hold
can
on.
You? Thank you. Definitely want to move.
Okay.
Better, much better.
Yes, like I don't know if you heard me, but I'm a new first-time caller on the
Yes.
website today.
Excellent.
And I'm very, very happy to hear you guys out there. You know,
we're glad you're listening. What's on your mind, Robert?
What's on my mind is you guys heard about, obviously you guys heard about Aaron Russo's movie out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We went and saw it.
Freedom to Fascism, we saw it when they were on the leg down here in Tampa. He's about ready to release it nationwide. We're working on getting him on the show for an appearance. I know you had a point, so hang on. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I think his website's freedomtofascism.com. Very entertaining and informative.
Film. Intriguing.
One of those things that Americans should watch. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and it is Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, 1-800-259-9231. We'll slip your call here in, even though it is the remaining moments of the program. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. The bulletin board system, archives, updates, live streaming, and more. Get them all at freetalklive.com. Now, in return, you might want to consider voluntarily supporting the show. What am I talking about? AMP. Advertise, market, and promote. That's what it stands for. Over 250 of our listeners are already amplifiers. And that means that beyond the perks that they get access to classic archives, their only amplifier-only forums and phone lines and that sort of thing. There's some perks. But beyond that, they want to help spread Free Talk Live. That's the real impetus for becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You understand that you like the fact that we give everything away on our website. You enjoy the program. You want to help it get into more markets around the country, to more internet listeners around the world. Well, AMP is the way to do it. If you like the message of freedom and liberty being on the radio and you want it on 500 stations instead of 15, AMP is the way to do it. In fact, it's because of AMP that we're on as many stations as we are now. Get all the details at AMP. amp.freetalklive.com. And what are we asking for? $3 a month. If you can't afford it, no biggie. Everything's totally free anyway, so enjoy that. But if you can, send it our way. We're going to do a lot with it. amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, you can see what we're doing with it at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, back to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, that movie is opening again in Tampa the 28th of this month. I didn't know if you was aware of that or not.
That's America from Freedom to Fascism. Excellent film. Have you seen it?
No, I've seen trailers of it and all, but I'm aware of a lot of things about the creation of the Fed and what you guys are talking about, you know, income tax. I'm somewhat knowledgeable on it. But this movie, you know, from what I've seen, just the trailers and stuff, you know, it hits home, and it's something that America needs to look at and stand back. And Aaron makes the point here, and this is something you guys could appreciate, being libertarians. He mentions then that, you know, you got to stop being good Democrats, and you got to stop being good Republicans, and you got to start being good Americans.
Yeah, I agree totally. The partisan politics is one of the things that's strangling this nation. Everybody's, it's this red and blue team sort of, we're on the right side, and you're on the wrong side. Everything our side does is right. And it's just
one of the many tools
mindless
that the powers will be used against us. You know, racism is another one, you know. It could go on and on and on, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, so, but definitely, guys, keep up the good work, and I'm gonna bookmark your website, and I might be one of them. What was that you called? The free amp or whatever?
Amplifiers. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. Hey, just a quick question.
Maybe I get you guys over here on the east coast of Florida somewhere.
It can happen. Absolutely. Now, quick question before you go. How did you find the site? I know you said you just stumbled across us.
What I did was I Googled free talk radio, and you guys were right there at the
beautiful
top.
Beautiful. That's talk radio. You know what? You know what? Amplifiers were paying for that. That Google advertising? The amplifiers brought you to this show. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Because if it wasn't for those AMP dollars, we wouldn't be able to afford that advertising.
Wouldn't be doing that, really that Google AdWords.
Let's talk to Alexander in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Inflation's always an interesting topic to talk about.
Indeed. By the way, you got published on Lou Rockwell. Congratulations.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
He won't Alexander the boy genius.
He won't publish any of my stuff.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but
yeah.
Nonetheless.
I have to sit down and take plenty of time when I read Alexander's blog. I'm on his list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for the comment.
Because we care about the same kind of boring crap.
So what's on your mind, Alexander?
Well, I wanted to say a few things. Like, as far as the gold standard is concerned, prices are actually, on the net, were actually very stable during the gold standard. And that's something people really don't notice.
Sure.
Yes, prices have been rising throughout, you know, after the gold standard, after 1931.
You know, and so the gold standard still exists, and prices are still stable on it. You can buy just as much bread and just as many cows, approximately, with the same amount, with an ounce of gold as you could in 1913.
True.
Nothing's changed.
It's the dollar that's changed.
It's just that now that we're using as an official money is this dollar that has nothing backing it. So the gold still at the same standard.
That's completely true. And there's also something, a hot topic now in the news as far as the penny is concerned. People want to actually abolish the penny.
Yes,
and
the U.S. one-cent piece is worthless.
Right, right. And I think that's something to really look at. People don't dwell as deep as they should. The penny back in the day, you know, in the 1800s, you look at catalogs from the 1800s, a penny would buy you a lot.
Yeah.
And now a penny does nothing. So it sort of should spark in people's minds the idea that what has happened to our currency. I don't know what's wrong with people that they really don't, you know, look at that.
But it doesn't.
They're so brainwashed.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't. When people look at pennies, they think, "Bleh, what's all this? I don't want these things." You know, that's
right.
They don't think about that at all, Alexander.
Right. And well, I think inflation, education of inflation to the American public is very important.
And no one's doing it. I mean, what's the best way to get this information out there?
I'm not sure. I personally think that the internet is really the best way nowadays, especially since so many people have access to the internet to, you know, get information out there as quickly as you can. It's becoming easier, but hopefully the government won't step into the internet. That's very important.
Well, the internet's going to be an important factor, and the internet's obviously an important factor in getting Free Talk Live out there. And if we can get Free Talk Live out there, we'll keep talking about it. Aaron Russo's film is going to be a good tool for people because not everybody likes to listen to things; they might like to watch something. So his film will be a good tool. But getting the information in front of people is the most critical thing, and for the most part, it's just not happening. Because it's boring. Who wants to listen to monetary policy? Who wants to listen to talk about inflation? We want to talk about Britney Spears. Are you kidding me?
You know, as far as doing away with the penny, though, because of its copper color, it just gets dirtier looking than the rest of it, and it grosses me out to touch them.
Alexander, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. You know, Robert in Florida mentioned this, you know, dual two-party dichotomy situation mm-hmm. we have in America. And I had an email come in today from Brian. He's the young man that we occasionally read essays from. He writes just really intellectual essays, and he's a senior in high school. And he pointed out that he was talking about his government civics economics class that he's being forced to take in high school, and he says that essentially what they're doing is sustaining the ignorance of the students. He says he took the class, and the following is an example of an assignment from his class. So he actually got an assignment from the class.
Okay.
Liberal versus conservative, a guide to discovering your political philosophy. This is something they hand out in government economics class.
Wow.
This is a biased political quiz used to entrap students in the two-party system. The concept is simple enough. Read a statement and circle agree or disagree. However, the test is more complicated when I, as a libertarian, neither agreed nor disagreed. For instance, one statement reads, actual excerpts from this, quote, "The government should spend more money on education and welfare and less on the military. Agree or disagree?"
Well, no, wait. I think they should spend less money on both of them.
That's what he thinks. That's what Brian thinks, too. But that's not the answer. You can't choose that answer. They box kids in. This is how they're boxing your children in these government schools. This is why kids are shocked when they come across the libertarian philosophy.
Hmm.
Here's another one. Prison should be improved upon so that prisoners can be rehabilitated. The best way to help the poor is to give them adequate benefits and a good education. Now, it's good to help the poor and everything, but the suggestion there is that the government should be giving them
sure.
these things.
That is the best way to help the poor, but I don't think the government should be giving it to them.
The poor should pay no taxes is another one. Everyone should pay no taxes. That's not an option, though. And then there's this weird section where they ask this funny little questions like this. If I had a music country music group, I would name them A, the Strangers, B, the Buckaroos, C, the Blue Boys, and D, the Southerners.
What does that have to do with being conservative or liberal?
Well, the point of this is, Mark, when you answer the test, according to what you answer, they will hand you back the graded test that says, well, according to your answers, Mark, you're a liberal. Or according to your answers, you're a conservative.
Please never say that.
Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
They're actually telling kids, here, you've taken a test now.
This is what you are.
Right.
Listen to this radio station.
Apparently because...
Watch this TV news, cable news channel.
Apparently the liberal answer, one of the liberal answers was the Strangers, which is what he answered, so that makes him a liberal. But then the next question, if I were given the opportunity to go on a vacation, I would go to A, tour Civil War battlefields.
I love doing that.
Las Vegas. C, a river cruise up the Mississippi.
Mm.
D, Daytona Beach. Since he answered D, Daytona Beach, he's also considered a liberal on that issue.
Wait, what am I if I want to go to a Civil War battlefield?
I presume that'd be a concern.
I would assume, too. You'd be a dork.
Here's the final one. If I were to build a home, I would prefer to be A, a modern brick ranch style, B, renovated farmhouse, C, would prefer to live in an apartment, D, really have no preference. He answered A, modern brick ranch style, making him a conservative. But he points out that the rest of the choices in that question don't actually answer the question. The question is, if I were to build a home.
Mm-hmm.
The other three answers were already built. Renovated farmhouse, apartment, and then D, have no preference. The only choice for building
like
a home
stupid.
Is a ranch house.
Yes.
This is crazy. That's not crazy. Crazy. It's insidious.
How so?
That we're forcing kids into this political paradigm of dual choices, and that's it. You're either a liberal or a conservative, and no other options according to government schools. We're done. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you